عايشتش نكون خوتو بلاش خو انسان لو غيري تشكري او لو درك ناكو لو غير مشيري من كل ماشا مشيري عم تاسكي مسجد من دوري ايسا بريشيتي لك عبو كيني بخيني دي حدو ايسا بيه مدى زكاتا بكي عبا او تاحت مخمعان تاحت يوم يجينا من المعامل
Ora birader.
Assalamu alaikum.
Bayram.
Acili.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Huh?
Yeah,
one.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala falah. Hayya 'ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
I Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nastahdih. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fahuwa al-muhtadi wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyan mursida. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa sanadana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-munazzal ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Laysa bi amanikum wa la amanik ahli al-kitab man ya'mal su'an yujza bih wa la yajid lahu min dunillahi waliyan wa la nasira. Sadaqallahu al-azim. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not according to your desires, nor according to the desires of the people of the scriptures. Whoever does evil will be recompensed for it. And he will not find besides Allah any protector or helper. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Al-Awfi also narrates by the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said about this verse, the people of religion disputed, had a little argument, a debate, we can call that a debate. And the people of the Torah said, our book is the best of the books. Our prophet is the best of prophets. Right? They were meant Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. People of Injil said the same thing. At-Tawrah is the best and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the best of the prophets. Muslim Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in said, there's not religion but Islam. And our book, of course, has taken over the previous ones. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course, is khayrul bashar, the best you can get. And you have been commanded. Now Sahaba, they speak to the others, to the Jews and Christians, saying to them that you have been commanded, and we have been commanded to believe in our book, in your book, At-Tawrat, wal-Injil, wal-Zabur, and act according to our book. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه وكتبه ورسله. We believe in every single prophet. We believe in all the books, how they were narrated to their prophets, not how they are now, how they were narrated to their prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked everyone after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's only one book, there's only one religion. And the religion has always been the same, which is Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judged between them. And he said, do not be proud of your religion. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ. It is not according to your desires. Is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an Arab. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an Arab. To an Arab, it was revealed the last book. No. It's not according to your desires. It's according to Allah. Sharia belongs to Allah. Fear Allah. Whoever fears Allah would not have this philosophy. In a sense where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an Arab. The religion, the last prophet is an Arab. The Quran was revealed in Arabic. Ila ghayri dhalik. Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala says, every prophet has a law, or you can say rules and regulations, prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single prophet has come with a religion. Every single prophet has come with a religion to his people. That religion, that law, that rule and regulation belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. So, Islam doesn't belong to a prophet. Islam doesn't belong to a pious person. Islam belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many things before our ummah, many things before our ummah were illicit. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it halal on our ummah. قل لا أجد فيما أوحي إلي محرما على طاعم يطعمه إلا أن يكون ميتة أو دما مسفوحا أو لحم خنزير فإنه لس أو فسقا أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن بكاف رحم وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا كل ذي ظفر ومن البقر والغنم حرمنا عليهم شحومهما شحومهما إذن حراما أو أمة شحوم means fat. The fat of these two animals were haram on the people of Banu Israel. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it halal for our ummah. So any prophet has come with the sharia, he's come with the sharia from Allah azza wa jal. Isa has come with the sharia from Allah azza wa jal. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار وضع. فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. So every single prophet has his sharia, but his sharia was detected by Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're going to fear someone, if you're going to love someone, you're going to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to fear someone, you're going to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. If anyone came with a religion accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is al-Islam. Faith is not merely a matter of wishing. Attaining paradise or protection from Jahannam is not merely a matter of wishing. I just hope that I enter Jannah. I just hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects me from Nar. No. Rather, one must work afwan, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to earn Jannah? Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. You want the protection from Jahannam? Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we fear Allah Azza wa Jal? We're going to sit in the khutbah. Rather, when the verse was revealed, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ وَلَا يَجِدْ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Whoever does evil will be recompensed for it. It reached a severe level amongst the Muslims. Muslims felt bad. Muslims were scared. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, قَارِبُوا وَسَدِّدُوا. Be close and straighten up. For in everything that befalls a Muslim, there is expiation. Even a calamity that befalls him, or a thorn that pricks him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. But what you need to do is to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَدِّدُوا. And hold on. قَارِبُوا. Get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَدِّدُوا. Hold on. By Ramzan, I adore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramzan, I pray salat in the mosque. Ramzan, I fast. And the rest of the year, or if I've got time, I'll pray. If I don't have time, I don't pray. No. سَدِّدُوا. The month of Ramadan, you made your best to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan, you made your best to fear Allah azza wa jal. Stay like that throughout the whole year. That's what saddidu means. Qaribu wa saddidu. Anything, anyone who stays fast, anyone who gets close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by adoring him, obeying him,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him for a little thorn that picks him. Anything, any harm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and he will forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. This verse should be enough for us to fear him. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says in this tafsir, I've read the tafsir of Ibn Abbas, and it, which is really important, and I would love to share with you, used to say, whoever among the disbelievers, so here's this ayah, there is two type of people, a Muslim, a non-Muslim, a believer, a disbeliever. Okay, so let's start with the disbeliever. Whoever among the disbeliever does one atom's weight of good will see it in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him in this world, but he will not be rewarded for it in the hereafter. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Good deed, you've seen it. Okay. So, there is two type of people, Muslim, non-Muslim. There's two type of things we're going to see. Here, yeah, hereafter. So the disbeliever does a good deed, he will see it here. No reward for the hereafter. And who does an atom's weight of evil will be punished for it in the hereafter. Now, a non-Muslim, who died a non-Muslim, who was condemned, any bad deeds, he will get punished for it. شَرًّا يَرَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, for the disbeliever in this life. Okay? That's the disbeliever. The believers, whoever among the believers does an atom weight of evil, will see it in this world. But he will not be punished for it in the hereafter. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. For a Muslim, he will see it in here, in a sense where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his mercy on the day of judgment. In here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him and will punish him. But, oh, he could forgive him as well. But he will see it. And whoever, any believer, does, and if he does an atom weight of good, it will be accepted from him and multiplied for him in the hereafter. Okay? That's one tafsir. Imam Muqatil rahimahullah ta'ala says this ayah was revealed on two people. Two people, what they were doing, one of them used to, when he used to give charity, he used to be a bit stingy. He wasn't generous. And Allah has given him. Now, for example, if Allah has given you £2, you give 50 pence, that's generous of you. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you millions and you just give 5, 10 pounds, that's... And he used to say, and he always used to complain. One of them used to lie. Sometimes he used to do small sins. And when they told him that's a sin, what are you doing? He used to say, Jahannam is for the arrogant people. Jahannam is for al-kaba'ir. Big sins, major sins. This is little sins that I do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayah, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Items. Small thing. خَيْرًا, you'll see it. شَرًّا, you'll see it. Sa'id ibn Jubayr rahimahullah ta'ala says, according to this ayah, الذنب الصغير أعظم من الجبال يوم القيامة وكثير من عمل خير قليل في عينه. On the day of judgment, a little sin will be as big as a mountain, as huge as a mountain. And on the day of judgment, as many good sins, for us it will be little. Sa'id ibn Jubayr rahimahullah ta'ala says, after the tafsir of this ayah, noting this from Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. O you who have believed, protect yourself and your families from Jahannam, whose fuel is men and stones, over which are angels, severe angels. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what He commands them, but do what they are commanded. And Allah, the Most High, says, He says, then taste, فَذُوقُوا, the punishment. For we will not increase. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after this ayah, he said, the canine tooth of the unbeliever is like Mount of Uhud. The thickness of his skin in the distance of 3 nights is the distance of 3 nights, 3 journeys. This hadith was narrated by Imam Muslim. Here, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's trying to pull us, pull every single one of us. In the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's trying to pull us, every single one of us, towards the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Khashyatullah, khawfullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum, protect yourself and your family from Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe how is Jahannam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, as disgusting as it might look, but the purpose here is not to scare you. This is not a scary movie. No, this is to pull you towards the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, my dear respected brothers and elders, the fearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, oh you arrogant people, oh you people who do not fear me, فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. How patient are they with Jahannam? Istifham tawbihi. فَمَا أَصْبَرَهُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ. Servant of Allah, أوفوا بالعهد. إن العهد كان مسؤولا. Fulfill your treaty with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Al-Tahriri Ashur, Ibn Ashur says in Al-Tahrir wa Al-Tanwir, Awfu bil-ahd. Okay, fulfill your treaty means, what does he mean? Fulfill that which he has made obligatory upon us, the Sharia. Listen to the Sharia. Follow the Sharia. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, means when He says, أَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Dear respected brothers and elders, a little summary for the hereafter. The hereafter is approaching. The world is departing. The appointment time, يَوْمُ الْحِسَابِ, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, is near. The journey is tough, الْحِسَابِ. The provision, الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ, are little. The danger is great. Living with this philosophy, this is what we call the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repeat after me. Departure, departing. Al-Hisab, Al-Mi'ad, Al-Amal al-Salih. Al-Mawt, Al-Hisab, Al-Mi'ad, Al-Amal al-Salih. If you put this in front of you, if you put this in front of you, that's what you call the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, you will read your sunnah. And after the sunnah, a guest has come, inshallah ta'ala, from Pakistan, here for a madrasa. So he will, inshallah ta'ala, explain to you into details. And I will explain in English as well. He will do his i'lan, his announcement in Urdu. Qilmi English mikal lunga, inshallah ta'ala. And after the sunnah, inshallah ta'ala, he will have a little talk with you for 2 minutes. Jazakumullah khair. Brothers, read this sunnah. Jazakumullah. You've got 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Huh? The appointment day.
D-Day. Allah.
برادران اسلام، جامعہ فرقانیہ گوہاٹی بازار راولپنڈی پاکستان کے قدیم اور بڑے اداروں میں سے الحمدللہ ایک ادارہ ہے. اس ادارے میں اور اس کی برانچز میں اس وقت تقریباً 1500 طلباء اور طالبات علوم نبویہ سے اپنے سینوں کو منور کر رہے ہیں، اور یہ مدارس دینیہ، یہ باغ نبوی ہیں، اور ان مدارس میں پڑھنے والے یہ طلباء اور طالبات یہ مہمانان رسول ہیں. اور حدیث پاک میں نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا ہے کہ انسان کہتا ہے میرا مال میرا مال میرا مال, فرمایا تمہارا مال وہ ہے جو تم نے کھا لیا, جو تم نے پہن لیا, یا جو تم نے اپنے ہاتھ سے اللہ کے راستے میں خرچ کر دیا, وہ تمہارا مال ہے. اور جو پیچھے رہ جائے گا وہ تمہارا نہیں ہے, بلکہ وہ پھر ورثاء کا ہے. اور اس اللہ کے راستے میں خرچ کرنے کو اللہ نے خود قرآن میں قرض قرار دیا ہے کہ تم میں سے کون ہے, وَمَن يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, تم میں سے کون ہے کہ جو مجھے قرض حسنہ دیا. حالانکہ اللہ کو تو قرض کی ضرورت نہیں ہے, یہ تو اس کا کرم ہے کہ دیا بھی اسی نے سب کچھ ہے. آج ہمارے پاس جو کچھ بھی ہے, ہم اس دنیا میں آئے تھے خالی ہاتھ تھے, اور دنیا سے جائیں گے تو خالی ہاتھ جائیں گے. تو جو کچھ دیا ہے اس اللہ نے دیا ہے, لیکن یہ اس کا کرم ہے کہ آج اس نے اپنے راستے میں خرچ کرنے کو قرض قرار دیا ہے. تو اس لیے میرے عزیزوں, میرے بزرگوں, مدارس دینیہ اللہ کے فضل اور آپ مسلمانوں کے تعاون سے الحمدللہ اس وقت چل رہے ہیں. تو آپ حضرات سے درخواست ہے کہ اپنی زکوٰۃ صدقات عطیات کی مد میں جامعہ فرقانیہ کے طلباء اور طالبات کے لیے خصوصی تعاون فرمائیں. اور الحمدللہ کہ اس مدرسے میں حفظ قرآن, تجوید قرآن اور عالم کا مکمل کورس, اور اسی طرح دنیاوی تعلیم میٹرک تک, اور اسی طرح مفتی کا کورس اور شیخ الحدیث کا کورس, یہ تمام کورسز الحمدللہ اس ادارے میں اور ان کی شاخوں میں پڑھائے جاتے ہیں. تو آپ حضرات سے درخواست ہے کہ اس حوالے سے خصوصی تعاون فرمائیں. اور دوسری جو درخواست کرنی تھی کہ ہم نے ادارے میں یتیم کی کفالت کے لیے ایک اسکیم رکھی ہے, اور وہ 25 پاؤنڈ مہینے کے حساب سے, اور سال کے 300 پاؤنڈ بنتے ہیں. اور نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان ہے کہ جو یتیم کی کفالت کرے گا, تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے یہ دو انگلیاں ایسے کھڑی فرمائی کہ کل قیامت کے دن میرے ساتھ ہوگا. تو کتنا اللہ کا کرم کہ چھوٹے سے عمل پہ رسول اللہ کی رفاقت مل جائے, رسول اللہ کی شفاعت مل جائے, رسول اللہ کا قرب مل جائے, تو یہ کتنی بڑی خوش قسمتی ہے. تو آپ حضرات سے درخواست ہے کہ آپ اپنی طاقت کے مطابق آپ ایک بچہ, دو بچے, تین بچے, جتنی اللہ نے وسعت دی ہے, آپ یتیم بچوں کی کفالت کے لیے بھی اپنا حصہ ڈالیں, اور اسی طرح اللہ کو قرض دیں. آج ہم اپنی حیثیت کے مطابق 10, 20, 50, 100 پاؤنڈ دیں گے, اور کل اللہ انشاءاللہ اپنی شان کے مطابق ہمیں واپس دے گا. تو آپ حضرات سے درخواست ہے کہ جامعہ فرقانیہ کے طلباء اور طالبات کے لیے خصوصی تعاون فرمائیں. جزاکم اللہ.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی السلام حی علی السلام حی علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ
الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي سقى القلوب بفطرته وخشيته، واستكانت من رغبته ورهبته، وهدانا بفضله ورحمته. والصلاة والسلام على خاتم رسله وأنبيائه وعلى آله وأوليائه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا، وقودها الناس والحجارة، عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد، لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. وقال تعالى مخاطبا أهل النار: فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا. أما بعد، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يلج النار رجل بكى من خشية الله حتى يعود اللبن في الضرع، ولا يجتمع غبار في سبيل الله ودخان جهنم. رواه الترمذي من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. أقول ما تسمعون، واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فما أصبرهم على النار. اللهم إنا نسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة، وكلمة الحق في الغضب والرضا، ونسألك القصد في الفقر والغنى، ونسألك نعيما لا يبيد، وقرة عين لا تنقطع. هذا، وصلوا وسلموا على إمام المرسلين وقائد الغر المحجلين، فقد أمركم الله تعالى بالصلاة والسلام عليه في محكم كتابه، حيث قال عز وجل قائلا عليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد، وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم بجودك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا، واحفظ أئمتنا وأولاة أمورنا. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر. My dear respected brothers and elders, a little announcement. We've got some guests from Jamia Furqania, from Pakistan. They've got a madrasa there. Madrasa of 1,500 students, mixed girls and boys. Alhamdulillah, what they do there, they do hifz, they do ilm, they do Islamic studies as well as normal studies, and they do iftar, many studies. That is a really big jami'ah. So if you could help that jami'ah, if you could help the brother, inshallah ta'ala, because the madrasa, every single madrasa institution is in need. So the brother has come, has sought our help. So if we can help him, whatever was learnt in that madrasa, whatever was learned from that madrasa, whatever alim, whatever hafiz comes from that madrasa, you'll get, of course, rewarded by the same thing. Second announcement, which is really important, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Ana wa kafilu al-yatimi kahatayn." Me and the tutor of an orphan, that's what will separate us in Jannah. So they've got a system. If you want to, of course, help a yatim, an orphan kid, £25 a month, as much as you can. So of course, for more information, do not hesitate to contact the brother who did the i'lan before the khutbah. He'll be standing outside after salah, inshallah ta'ala. Help! Give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more, if not here, in the next life, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Sawu sufufakum rahimakum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alal-falah, hayya 'alal-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر سجد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مسلف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وصل اللهم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.